when we were relieved at the end of the first year, the scores we came down from the Falklands with just to see how we were, and they brought a little pig, two little pigs with them, and one was for deception and one was for us, and we were to fatten these up on our scraps and to enjoy a nice feed of pork. That was the idea. There's so much pork in the roof. Well, when this little fellow came ashore, that made our expedition one man extra, didn't it? Or one girl, actually, because he was out of the sow. But when this little thing came ashore, the whole stack, as you know, he was shivering. He couldn't have been sorry for it. You know? So, first thing to do was to make a hut for her. So I got an old crate and filled it with wood wool and blocked in two-thirds of the entrance, and the little pig dived in and all you could see was a snout sticking out. And, you know, because it gave a kind of fellow feeling for the creature. But all we were concerned was keeping warm. And, you know, she kept that sty as clean as a whistle. Never fouled it. And it was my job, really, to look after the pig. Mm. And we used to give her scraps. I can't remember what. And put it out in a dish in front of the sty. And the old pig would come out. The only thing he would fetch her out. And, you know, in time the seagulls came to know that this feed was going there, and used to get these great big black-backed gulls and these little paddy birds, what do you call them, sheathbills, all crowding round. In fact, the gulls would even feed out of our hands by the end. They got that tame. But as soon as the old pig came along, of course, they'd scatter until they'd stand by respectfully until he'd had his feed, and then they'd come in and dive in and finish off what was left. So we'd kept this pig for about 3 or 4 weeks between the trips when the ships came down again, you see, to take us to Hope Bay. And, you know, he used to get very fond of this old pig. He used to play tip and run with her, you see. She'd run one way, and I'd chase her, and then I'd run away, and the old pig would chase me.
Oh,
you know. One time, Chippy had been painting one of the boats, painting her grey, and then we knocked off for dinner. And next thing, what did we see when we came out for dinner but an old grey pig coming up? You know, they like the pigs do, they like to saw their sides against anything like that. And she fairly coated herself with grey paint. We had a bit of a job to get that off her. In the end, yeah, got them all up. The dogs were coming, and we knew that there was no place for dogs and a pig. Because what happened in Deception was that, we found out later, was that when the dogs were landed, they got at the pig, and the pig just disappeared. Just scattered all over the beach, you know, just arms and legs and bones and things. Terrible. So we realised that we couldn't keep the pig as a member of the expedition, so we had to kill it. And there's a bit of a quandary that, because I hated to break trust, you see. And so perhaps it was cheating, but the only way I could think of doing it in the best way, I waited till the pig was asleep in the sun, snoozing away, and I got a .45 revolver and, you know, shot a point blank right in the head, and I finished her like that, you see, and she never knew a thing. But, you know, we were broken hearted, and none of us really enjoyed that. But, you know, okay, you know, what could you do? I suppose a bit sentimental, I suppose, but you get attached, you see. You know, we were the only living creatures there within hundreds and thousands, hundreds of miles, and we used to get very attached to the birds, you see. And I suppose if a blue bottle had come down there, we'd have made friends with that too. You know, it's like being in outer space in a way. Very much that feeling, being on the edge of the living world.